One morning, we went down to Normal, a little town just north of Bloomington, where there was a state college.
C.H. Mayer, or Hank Mayer, was a regional labor organizer who moved in communist-allied circles during the Great Depression.
Solidarity forever, for the Union makes us strong.
I'm Bill Kemp, librarian with the McLean County Museum of History.
I'm Greg Coos of the McLean County Museum of History.
But the Union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
The members of the Unemployed Council marched to Normal because they were not getting proper relief from the officials there.
And he was based in Bloomington for the greater part of 1932, if not a little before and a little bit after. But he was based in Illinois for much of the Great Depression in communities like Verdon, south of Springfield in the coal mines, and also Springfield and elsewhere.
Let no one build walls to divide. Walls of hatred, nor walls of stone. Come greet the dawn and stand beside us. We'll live together or we'll die alone.
When we got there, the firemen brought out a hose and started to squirt water all over us.
And Hank Mayer was part of the Unemployed Council movement. And this was a left-wing, street-level movement that was interested in advocating for public relief assistance, cash relief to folks that were hungry and unemployed and needed help during the Depression.
One of our black comrades took a razor and cut the hose. Then he wired the hose to a car and told the driver to get going and get going fast. It was quite a sight to see him driving down that road with 60 or 70 feet of hose dangling in back with the water jerking out where he cut it in two.
They also supported unemployment insurance, full wages if you were unemployed. And they were also interested in working class empowerment, getting people who were unemployed, who were outside the normal spheres of political activity, involved in the political system.
Well, the firemen got another hose hooked up. Then the college kids came out and took the hose away from the local people and turned it on us. And then we got it away and squirted it on them. Oh, we had a time.
February of 1932, they organized a march through downtown Bloomington with children and mothers and unemployed men holding signs such as, quote, "Nobody gets cake until we all get bread."
Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Finally, the sheriff came along and yelled at us, "You get your crew together and get them back to Bloomington." And so we went back to Bloomington. But after that, the people in Normal got all the relief they needed.
They organized street actions. They petitioned the local government. They also did some kind of guerrilla street tactics. For example, they would illegally restore water service to those who were out of work. Probably most harrowing is Mayer's trip to Danville that year. He arrives at the courthouse and is immediately taken to the jail along with his three associates. They are not told what they are being charged for, and then later they are taken out to what are called the Badlands. That's a strip mining area outside of Danville, and brutally beaten. Little did they know that the Danville News, the local paper in Danville, the morning they arrived, had a screaming headline saying, "The Reds are coming. Communist organizers are coming."
All the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
About 2 days later, I received a piece of paper in the mail. It read, "C.H. Mayer, relieve McLean County of your presence or you'll be flirting with the angels."
Being beaten with an inch of his life was not all that unusual for a labor activist such as Hank Mayer.
The international knowledge.
course, a lot of this will change with the election of Franklin Roosevelt and then the New Deal and the establishment of relief programs and stimulus projects to put people back to work. That will take a lot of the wind out of the sails of the unemployed council movement and other radical movements.
Come on, ya good workers, good news to you out there. Around the good old union has come in here to dwell. What's all you want? What's all you want?
The affair at Normal last night was only a beginning, and the poll and news stand at the end of the trail. It was signed The Vigilantes. Naturally, they were too cowardly to put their names to it.
Scabble, will you be a man?